long do but level up.
Yo, the levels is good. The levels is good. The levels is good. And it's good to be back. You are now tuned in to the Levels Podcast. I'm one half of your host. I go by the name of Envy. That's E-N-V-I-E. And I am not a DJ.
Ficky, ficky. It's your boy, Gels.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to episode 61 of the Levels Podcast, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Envy, you ready, man?
Yeah, you all ready, man.
Let's go.
Hey, listen. I took Gels' line right there. Sorry about that. Shit is contagious, yo. Let's go. But, yo, we back. You know what I'm saying? Episode number 61. I appreciate y'all for rocking with the show. The interviews have been popping from Atlanta.
Yeah.
Shout out to, we just dropped Spence, FML Spence.
Mm-hmm.
And we just dropped
Polka Dot Beats.
So make sure y'all go and check that out. It's on YouTube. Mm-hmm. It's on Apple, Google, Spotify, the whole nine. Make sure y'all go and check out those interviews and support the show. And not just because you're supporting the show, but these are one of our dopest interviews.
They're
really fire interviews. You learn a lot about them, a lot about the music industry. Polka Dot Beats is another up and coming producer with a great story out of Atlanta, Georgia. Also, we dropped Aries in the cut. Another crazy on his way to be super producer out of
South Carolina.
So you know what I'm saying? Make sure you go and check that interview out. And of course, you know, we had three times. On the show. So you know what I'm saying? Everybody been going crazy about that interview. Keep running those numbers up for us. And like the show, share the show, comment on the show, whether you like it or you do not like it, or you're just kind of indifferent. Just let us know what we can do to make it a better experience for you. You know what I'm saying? And make sure y'all keep hooking up with the show.
We might not listen, just came, but man. We'll listen.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'll take the criticism. It's all good. We are coming to you today on an audio show because we have a very special interview that we're dropping, one that's like kind of close with us because y'all everybody that follows the show knows how we are about our 2A laws and our gun safety and our firearms training and all that kind of great stuff. You know what I'm saying? And also because I'm giving myself a level down right now. I'm not the level down, but I'm gonna give myself a level down because I used a facial cleansing product on my face. Not me. Pause. I know how that sounds.
In the mirror.
I know how that sounds. Fuck y'all.
Put the green
Fuck everybody
mask.
Who laughing at my pain right now.
But you had the green mask.
I did not have the green with the cucumbers on my eyes. Listen, man, you know what I'm saying? Beauty is pain. But I put myself through way too much pain and I didn't get the beauty part. Yo, I wiped my face with this wipe, yo, and on God, I wish I could go upstairs and get the thing so I could put them on blast right now. But I'll do it on the next episode because they're going to get the level down. I did the facial wipe thing and it was fine. And then I went to wipe my face again and it burnt my left side of my face just a little bit. It's not crazy, but you know what I'm saying? Burnt me enough that I could, you know, that it's noticeable. It was crazy. I don't know how or why. I am going to sue the shit out of them. So if y'all know any good lawyers, please holler at your boy. Let me know what it is, you know what I'm saying? Because I would like to
Now I'll tell you all the real catch side of the story. He left the mask on for 3 days. It didn't matter. He left it on for 3 days because he wanted to reach his maximum beauty. He wanted to reach his maximum beauty.
Yo, that's not true,
so
y'all.
So that caused the damage.
Pause, yo. That's not true, y'all. I left the mask on too long.
Yeah,
is that what it was, yo?
You can't leave it on for 6 months, though.
Listen, man, they hate me because I'm beautiful, man. Nah, seriously, bro. Like, I kind of the Caribbean in me. I pride myself on my skin, man, and my skin is everything. I was really
so why
devastated,
didn't you use
bro.
Natural products. Bro?
I was really devastated because it was something new. I just
from the Caribbean,
it was like
rub some coconut oil
or something, right? Yo,
chop the coconut and just douse the juice on your face.
I usually wouldn't, but I was like, yo, let me just use this, not douse the juice on my face, yo. Super pause on that. I would never douse juice on my face of any kind. But I probably would have got better results than I got with this shit. So, you know, don't worry. I'm going to put them on blast so that this doesn't happen to nobody else. But like I said, it wasn't crazy, but it was enough that, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely going to have to wait till this heals up. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like I said, we got a great show for y'all today, man.
Yo, this
nigga said I put the green mask on with the cucumbers, yo.
It laid on the couch.
But so that was my week, bro. Like, that was my week. How was your time been, bro?
My week been pretty good, man. Just working.
Yeah.
Can't complain.
Got an announcement for us, bro?
Nah, no announcement, man.
You sure, yo?
Positive, man.
I feel like we have an announcement.
I don't got no. I don't know what you're talking about.
I feel like, what was it? A year ago or so? Probably a year ago or so when we first started this podcast. I talked to my brother about firearm safety, about having a firearm in the home and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And I was just like, bro, like, I really think this is important and, you know, something that more people should get onto. Just to give y'all a little backstory on it, I was actively looking for an illegal firearm for my home safety. I was like, yo, like, I'm gonna just go somebody find me a clean joint and I'm gonna just get it. I'm gonna have one for the crib or whatever, right? Because we live in Baltimore. It's crazy out here. Somebody came to me, rest in peace to my man Trey, my brother, he said, yo, bro, why are you looking for an illegal firearm? You can get a legal one. I was like, nah, I can't get no legal gun, bro. He was like, nah, you really can, bro. And he told me how to do it. I went, got my license, my HQL and all that kind of good stuff. And I had my firearm around. So Gels, you know, was asking about it. I talked to him about it. And just like the genius that he is, my brother has become my gun OG. He done ran it up. This nigga done ran it up. I just want to say, bro, proud of you, man.
Appreciate you, man.
We've been talking about the plans that we have on the show and off the show of doing firearms training. Opening up a security company and things like that, just for something for us as Black people and Black people here in the DMV, to get more people aware, more women and children and Black men aware of their rights and of their legal rights to have firearms and be safe using them. Know when to use them and when not to, and have more restraint, because I feel like it's like karate. Like, the more you know how to fight, the less you probably gonna fight, because you're gonna be like, yo, I don't need to prove that I'm tough because I know I could kick your ass. So I'm not even gonna, I don't have to prove it. When I'm out, I know what I can do. So it's easier for me to back down, because it's like, all right, bro, like, you got it, because I know what it is. So, you know, saying you can't belittle me now. My confidence level is up and things of that nature. So we've been wanting to teach people that. And in true Gels nature, you know what I'm saying? This nigga is the ultimate entrepreneur in my eyes. I look up to him. I want to be like him when I grow up. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, the old man got it going. And Gels just passed his certification to be a firearms trainer. So we want to say congratulations to you, bro.
Appreciate you, man. Means a lot, man.
Big things coming. You know what I'm saying? I am going to sign up for my class next week, and I will be following in his footsteps really soon. And stay tuned for us to, you know, Gels is going to be posting classes. I will be posting classes. I have a special area that I want to go into, and Gels has an area he wants to go into, and then we're going to, you know, bring some things together. So we got plans. Stay tuned with that. We're definitely going to be in touch with y'all about it. But I want to just congratulate Gels, because he took it from our first conversation all the way to this, you know what I'm saying? And that definitely inspires me. So, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, bro.
I appreciate you, man.
It's the kind of friends you want in your life, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because if you are the most successful person in the room, or you're the smartest person in the room, or you're the richest person in the room, it is time to go into another room. If you're not inspiring people, then you just kind of holding them up. And that's not what you want. Everybody should be each other's crutches. And that's how, you know what I'm saying, that's how we live. So appreciate that, bro, for real.
Appreciate you, man.
So let me ask you this. Hey y'all, come here, y'all. Gels can't hear us. I'm about to interview Gels real quick, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I got some questions for him. If y'all got questions for Gels, you know what I'm saying? Like, just let me know and I'll get on show and I'm gonna interview Gels for y'all. You know what I'm saying? We ask the hard shit over here. Pause.
Damn, yo, you've been tripping.
That sounded bad.
Putting the stuff on his face. Yo, this dude is tripping. What got into him?
Hey, yo. So listen. So honestly, bro.
Yeah.
So from the first conversation, like, you know what I'm saying, was it a conversation you had to have at your house first? Like, yo, was it on some, like, they wasn't sure? Or was it everybody was just ready to, when you came in, talking about like, yo, we gonna get these guns in the house, we gonna have safety in the house now? Was everybody with it? How did that go?
My wife, thinking about the kids and all that. But I assured her of the safety. It's time to go. She into it now, my oldest son into it now, my youngest son into it now. Like, he hasn't been shooting yet, but he knows how to hold it. He knows how to rack. I just haven't felt comfortable taking him to the range, but I'm gonna take him soon.
Right. What age did you start your oldest son at?
He's 12, so.
Okay.
12.
Yeah.
11.
Had him down at the range.
And he can shoot. Now he wants to get into like competitions and stuff like that.
That's what's up.
He wants to do a little training too. Of course, he's too young, but I'm going to have him helping out still. Because like I said, he can shoot better than 95% of the people I've seen at the range so far.
That's dope.
Yeah, he can shoot. He almost can shoot me out the gym, but.
Jeez. Okay. Yeah. No, that's what's up for real, yo. Because like, you know, and that's the thing. That was my whole thing when we talked about it. I was just like, yo, like I want to make sure that my house is safe. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody being a break in, you know what I'm saying, to do anything crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? We got kids and stuff like that here, bro. So, you know, I just thought it was a good idea to do it. I never even thought of the lucrative part of it. You know what I'm saying? Or even
before that though. Sorry to cut you off. Before we go on to that, anybody who's having second thoughts about it, man, just go ahead with it. You got any questions, hit us up. Don't do it by yourself. If you're a guy, like bring your get your spouse into it.
Yeah.
Because something could happen to you and she gotta defend herself as well. You got older kids, get them involved with it. All your kids, period, because the one thing you don't want to do is hide your guns. You don't want it to be like you don't want to make your kids curious. You know what I'm saying? Because that leads to accidents. So you kind of want to be open. You want to let them know what a firearm is for, when it should be used, et cetera, et cetera. Like don't just don't hide it and don't do it by yourself. Like your girl don't want to do it. Like just show her. Just take her slow. Take her to the range with you. She don't even have to shoot. Take her to the range. Next time you go, take her to the range again. Let her shoot a couple shots and just slowly move her into it. But she needs to know how to maneuver weapons as well, because you could be out of town. Somebody could break in, take you out, and then what?
And then what? Yeah, no, that's a fact. And one thing about me is that I always wanted to make sure of is that the first time your child or your spouse or whoever sees a firearm should not be when they open up the drawer, because then they're gonna be like, "What is this? I want to pick it up. I seen one of those on TV or whatever." Like, you know what I'm saying? It's too late then. I mean, I started off just training with like how to unload it and load it. What it is? It's a tool. What do we use it for? And I drilled that in. Like, what did we use this for? What is this for? Who's able to use it? Who should be touching it first? Blah 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 blah. All down the line, because when your child is around, if y'all, you know, y'all kicking it in the house, or you in downstairs and they upstairs, and she got friends over something, and that drawer gets open, the rest of them might not know what it is, but your child will be able to say, "Oh nah, that's that or whatever.
It's loaded.
Close that up. They know what loaded means. They know it's not a toy. They know that this could be in somebody's life, because so many accidents happen in the home, especially with children, because they think this is a toy. They seen it on TV. You know what I'm saying? You're not hiding it from your kids. They see everything on television and movies and all that kind of shit. So you want to be the one to train your kids on what this thing is and what it is used for and why, and why you have it in the house.
Yo, I bought the AR I got. My six-year-old, "Oh, Dad, that's an AR. That shoots this."
Wow. What? That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm like, how did you know that?
Yeah.
He's like, "Oh, YouTube. And video games." I'm like, what?
Right.
So your kids play
Call
know,
of Duty. Yeah.
They know.
And guess what happens on Call of Duty when you shoot somebody?
They come back to life.
Yep. You do not want Call of Duty teaching your kids. Because like you said, they know what about the guns. Oh, that's a scar. That's this. That's that. You know what I'm saying? I don't play Call of Duty. But yeah, I'm assuming they got everything in there. But what I'm saying is that you can shoot somebody with a whole bazooka and they're going to come back to life. So your kid, if you let it go like that, where it goes from video game to real firearm, they're going to shoot it.
Yeah.
They're going to pick it up. They're going to pull the trigger if you don't teach them what it is. And hiding it in the house and all that kind of stuff, that's not the move. Because like Jell said, if you go down, somebody got to keep the fight going.
Somebody got
to
go.
So that's why we do what we do. And like I said, I just want to congratulate my brother on taking it to that next level. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a real thing, man. And we're going to be here. Like he said, any questions y'all have for us, if you've been thinking about doing it, do it, man. Call us right now. Even right now, if you're not going through training with us, call us right now. We'll tell you what training classes to go to if you don't want to wait for us. You know what I'm saying? Because I think it's really important that us, especially people of color.
Oh, no, we're ready.
Yeah. Yeah.
If somebody needs some help now, we get it popping.
Absolutely.
You don't got to wait till we officially launched, but we ready.
Absolutely, man. We got the credentials. No, you got the credentials. My brother got the credentials.
If I got it. We all
I'm
got
I'm an
it.
Assistant. Yeah, we all I'm got the sidekick. You know what I mean? Nah, we on our way to it, though, man. So congratulations, bro. This is going to be a really informative interview that we did, and the visual of this will be up on YouTube. We released this episode on Monday. Next Monday, it'll be out. And then the YouTube will be out on Wednesday. You can listen to the interview as well. But if you're listening to this interview right now, and today's Monday, if you're listening to it right now, please go on Wednesday and check out the YouTube as well, because it's a great visual that we're giving y'all. We got an artist spotlight with a great visual. You do want to see this episode on YouTube. Make sure that you like and comment and subscribe into the YouTube page, because
sharing it with your friends.
This is the start right here. We're giving y'all, this will be some exclusive footage now that'll only be on YouTube that you can see. The rest of this is all audio for y'all. So you gotta go to the YouTube and check it out. But also check it out on Apple and Spotify as well. So back to the interview, bro. So this is fun. So back to the interview. So when you so you got into it. When did you say, like, yo, I want to train other people how to do this? Because I didn't have that thought until you was like, yo, we could actually do that.
My first time really shooting a gun.
Word?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Like,
that's
when the one, I've shot guns before, like, in the past, but the one time I went to the range with you, after I shot it, I'm like, yo, I got to teach other people how to do it. Because me, like, I just like teaching people, you know what I'm saying? Like, even with the studio, I don't care about sitting in the studio. Like, I just like teaching people, you know what I'm saying? Helping people, you know what I mean? So, like, that first time shooting, I'm like, yeah, I think I want to teach people how to do this. But I thought, like, I didn't pursue it then. It was just a thought in my mind.
Okay. Nah, that's what's up. But you knew you was going to try some way to teach other
people. No, I didn't.
Oh, really?
I never thought I would do it. But honestly, my 12-year-old pushed me to do it.
Your 12-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
By saying what?
We were at the range, and somebody had asked us a question about shooting, because he was shooting. And they asked how old he was, et cetera, et cetera. And then we were in the car. We had went to get something to eat after. He was like, hey, Dad, why don't we teach people how to shoot? I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
and then from that conversation, I started going looking into it.
So that's okay. So that's something that, like I said, that's a whole nother conversation about generational wealth and you know what I'm saying, having good role models in your life, because that just means that your son sees you, the headphones, mixedbygels.com, all of the stuff that you're doing, and he went straight to an entrepreneurial mindset and was like, yo, Dad, why don't we just teach people how to, like, that's dope for real. And that just come from seeing you do it. You know what I'm saying? Sorry about that, y'all. That's the food, man.
You know, Samsung's, they don't have a silence.
This shit is ridiculous, man. They just keep hitting us up with the food, about the food here, bro. No, this restaurant was closed, bro. So I gotta cancel it to whatever. Sorry about that, y'all. But listen, so anyway. Nah, bro. Like, nah, I just think that's dope, man. Like, for real. Cause you the one who got me thinking about it. Cause I was all about just, like, home defense and getting people into the awareness. Like, no, nah, you can get your license. Never thought in a million years that I could actually train people myself.
For real, like, getting the people their license is cool, but it's so much more than getting your license. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get your license, then what? Like, because really, when you get, especially in the state of Maryland, you know what I'm saying? You only have to have one shot to get your HQL. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't even have to be on a target, nothing.
Right.
You literally one shot in your 4-hour class and you get your license. So when you get a gun, a firearm, there's so much more to know. If you have a malfunction? How you gonna clean it? Most people don't know how to load it, nothing. So, I mean, it's a lot more to it.
A lot more to it than just getting it. And that's why we need people like us. You know what I'm saying? You know, people of color, younger people, you know, who speak the language that we talk, like, you know what I'm saying, talk like we talk, dress like we dress, understand what we all going through coming up in the city, and understand the fear of some people on getting a firearm and the fear of some people in trying to get a legal firearm. as well, because like, you know, it's a lot of people, you might think you can't get one, mm-hmm. and you actually can. So it's all of that is part of the training as well.
They don't want us to have one.
Yeah, because they don't want you to have it. They are going to try to make it difficult, but it really is not that hard. And by having more people that look like us, you know, saying doing the trainings mm-hmm. will make us feel more comfortable. Because a lot, I know when I went in to get my training, I had this big state trooper mm-hmm. white dude. He would end up being super cool, don't get me wrong. Yeah. But when I walked in, I'm immediately like, damn, you know, this nigga the police. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Now you kind of nervous or whatever. Yeah. But if you walk in and the person that's teaching you looks like you mm-hmm. and talks like you and is the same, you know what I'm saying?
And know what they talking about.
And know what they talking about, it makes all the difference in the world. And being comfortable is the main thing. Mm-hmm. The more comfortable you are, the better shooter you are, the better you are in situations. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like I said, man, this is a big deal for us. So y'all just stay tuned, man, with us for real. We're going to take a break. We're going to go to this interview, man. We have the incredible, the beautiful Lynx Lioness. Also want to shout out The Pit in what part of Georgia? What was that? Atlanta, Georgia?
No
the
idea.
Pit in Atlanta, Georgia.
It's in Georgia.
Yeah.
It's in the sticks in Georgia.
Yeah. It's T.H.E.P.I.T. The Pit. It's an outdoor gun range. Mm-hmm. It was fucking dope. Like, the shit was fire for real. Make sure that y'all check them out on Instagram. And if you are in the Atlanta, Georgia area, mm-hmm. in the Georgia area at all, does it say on there, bro? Where they located? Nah. Oh, the location's not there. You do have to DM them and it'll tell you where to go to get the range. You can arrange it. It was inexpensive.
Yeah, it wasn't expensive.
It was inexpensive, man. You can shoot a little bit of everything out there. They got some great guns.
Yeah.
You bring your own guns. You can shoot watermelons and all the stuff you see on TV. I seen somebody shooting a chicken off of a pole. That shit sound crazy, but they was doing it, man. Like, it was crazy. But now it's a lot of fun. Great instructors over there. Mm-hmm. Shout out to The Pit. We will post their logo right here. You know what I'm saying, in the thing. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You sure? I just made your job harder, huh?
No, that'll be there.
I just made Joe's like, God damn it. I gotta post the damn logo.
That is the first thing that popped in my head. Like, dang, I gotta remember where this was at.
Yo, my bad. Yo, but yeah, nah, man. Make sure y'all holler at The Pit. Shout out to Lynx Lioness. Mm-hmm. Yo, pull up Lynx Lioness so I can plug her Instagram real quick before we go to this interview. Shout out to my brother nephew. He's in here with us, man.
He never wants to speak.
Our producer. He don't never want to speak on camera, but he's over here making sure that we're saying the right things on here. But yeah, Lynx Lioness, it was a dope interview, man. Also, the whiskey. We'll find it. I'm going to find it.
She's going to talk about it.
She's definitely going to talk about it. So she'll have all her Instagram information on there as well. But make sure y'all follow her.
Mm-hmm.
Black Girls with Guns. You know what I'm saying? I think it's a dope thing.
For sure.
And I want to see more people follow her and more people taking it to the next level, mm-hmm. even above what she's doing as well. It's on Instagram at LynxLioness. Lynx Lioness. This is a dope interview. I hope y'all enjoy it. And we'll be right back on the Levels Podcast.
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back. Thank you to our sponsors.
Absolutely, man. Shout out to the Chart House Music Group.
Yes, sir.
For all of your music needs.
For sure, for sure.
Production, writing, engineering. And
everything, man.
Actually, the new Chart House School coming really soon.
For sure.
For summer camps and for the children and stuff. So that'll be dope. We appreciate them. We appreciate everybody for checking out the show and sticking
with
us.
Definitely.
As you can see, we are coming to you for the first time from a remote location. We are in Covington, Georgia. Y'all know that we're on our tour in Atlanta right now. We're in Covington, Georgia at The Pit. And we've been shooting a lot. We blew up a whole bunch of watermelons and water jugs and, you know.
Some of us shot better than others.
Some cantaloupes.
Some people missed.
I didn't miss.
Some people just missed and lost some money. But
I didn't miss,
I'm
going to
leave that, you know what I mean?
My one shot hit all three, so technically I won.
I'm going to be full at lunchtime.
But it's okay.
Just,
lunch on me. I got it. Hey, man, you know, man of my word. We've been having a great time out here at The Pit.
For sure, for sure.
Make sure that y'all check us out on Instagram at The Levels Pod, and we will have the information for you guys to get in touch with The Pit and to come out here and do some shooting, some outdoor mm-hmm. shooting, man. It's a lot of fun. The weather is beautiful. Georgia's been great to us.
Definitely, man.
So what else we been doing?
man. We just been shooting, chilling, moving and shaking.
Yeah, man. Atlanta's been great.
That's about it, man.
Yeah, it was a long ride out here.
Yeah, I mean, Georgia 2A people have been kind of shaky, too.
Yeah,
though.
You're not going to make it out here if you don't have, like, really good directions. Yeah, so you got to book through him, so you're not going to find this place without it.
We wish we had somebody to interview.
Yeah.
We couldn't find nobody.
Yeah, so, I mean, so basically, somebody was out here just shooting with us, and we was like, hey, sit down at the table with us. Nah, just joking, man. In the building with us, man, as you can see, the beautiful Lynx Lioness.
Hey,
welcome to the Levels Podcast.
Yes, sir. What's up? Good to be here.
We appreciate you for gracing us with this interview.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me.
No, absolutely. So we're learning all the different places in Atlanta right now. So we're staying in Atlanta. We're now in Covington. Where are you from? Are you from Georgia originally or?
No, I'm originally from Indiana.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I didn't grow up there at all. I'm a military brat. My dad was stationed in D.C. back in the 80s, so I grew up in D.C. or DMV.
Okay.
So you
from home?
She home.
Yeah.
So we Baltimore, you DMV? Oh,
yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
man.
I'm originally from Northeast D.C., Bennerow,
Shrimpville. I mess with you for a reason.
But I got
you
a crazy...
on the way, you don't like D.C.
I got a crazy accent, so, you know, people, you know, think I'm from a lot of places.
Yeah.
But I moved here right after undergrad back in 2005, so I've been in Atlanta for 16 years, so I'm an unofficial Georgia Peach.
Already, man. That's what's up, man. We just learned something new here on the show, man. We actually got somebody from home.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what's up, man. I appreciate that. So, you know, we're out here at the range, and you know, everybody that watches the show knows that Gels and I are really big 2A supporters.
Mm-hmm.
We are really into our self-defense. We are into defending our black women and our children and trying to teach other people.
Definitely.
You know, that it shouldn't be some stigma or some like gangster tag put on it if you're a gun owner, you know what I'm saying? Or if you are even into guns.
Mm-hmm.
The influx has been crazy lately with the guns. Now, with that being said, there's a big thing with protect our black women. And then I came across a page of Lynx Lioness, and I was like, she don't need no damn protection. She got this. But it is a stigma on it. Like, it's not that many women doing it, or at least that we know of,
mm-hmm.
that are willing to, you know, to put themselves out there. So it was it the military background. How did you get started in this?
I definitely would say I think it's more of us than people know about. I think, you know, just in the age of social media,
mm-hmm.
You know, just depending on, you know, a person's comfort level is how they choose to expose that mm-hmm. part of their lifestyle. If they you know what I'm saying, if they practice their second right amendments. So, like, my thing is, as a woman, you know, I'm a mother first. I'm a single mother. I have four young children.
Okay. Salute to all the single moms.
And so, you know, I've been shooting since I was 12. You know, my dad first let me shoot his M16 when I was around 11 and a half, 12 years old. Just pretty much just typical, just basic. You know, we used to shoot at New Year's, just random stuff when he'd be cleaning his weapons. But I didn't really follow it as far as like a being an enthusiast or anything like that, probably until I was in my mid-20s. And I'm probably going to give away my age, which I'm not.
We're not going to ask.
But, yeah, so, you know, my whole thing is definitely, and I think it has a lot to do with me being here in Georgia, too.
Mm.
I think if I was probably still back home in the DMV, I wouldn't, because of the gun laws.
Exactly.
I probably wouldn't be as into it.
Sorry, y'all don't have a board.
I think it's important. I want to be an advocate for it. You know, I don't consider myself a pro or anything like that. But, you know, I do feel very confident, you know, defending myself and my family.
Yeah. And that's what it's about. And so the other side of that is... So you say you started shooting when you were like 12. That we don't hear of, you know, in the black community. That
now,
doesn't happen
now
a lot.
We're starting
to see it more now. I know Gels takes his kids to the range. I take mine. I just started teaching them how to clean and all of that kind of stuff. So you as a single mom, when do you think is the right time to say, okay, you have a son or a daughter?
I have three sons and a daughter.
Okay. And a daughter.
Uh-huh.
Have you started already training with them or when do you think is the right time?
I have. I don't. They're familiar with recognizing weapons. Mm-hmm. I haven't quite introduced them because they are pretty young in the sense that my sons are 8, 9, and 10, and my daughter's 4.
Okay.
And so what I do like BB guns. Like even with like the Nerf, you know, I don't know if y'all hit, but like they have almost, they mimic a lot of the different styles of firearms with Nerf now.
Yeah, right. I just bought one for my son. It came with a little target and all that.
Right. Yeah. So that's what I do. So I show them how to, you know what I'm saying, rake it back. I show them gun safety with that, even though it's a toy. I tell them, don't you ever point it at nobody.
Right.
I start with it like that. And, you know, some people even frown upon that. Like, oh, why you buy them that? But my thing is, I'd rather, if they shown an affinity towards it, I'd rather show them the safety aspect of it.
Right.
And so that it's something that they can correlate once I actually do introduce them to an actual firearm. So my youngest son, he's really into Nerf guns. So, he, you know, I teach him how to hold it, to almost treat it like it's an actual firearm.
Like it's an actual firearm. No, I think that's great. And I think what you're doing is the right thing to do. A lot of people, like I said, I think the stigma is like, why are you doing that? Don't treat them. Because we associate guns and the black community with violence and crime. Right?
Is what we've been censored.
Society definitely, if you see a black man with a gun, it's probably a criminal. Is how they've been, you know, portrayed. So what you're doing is, and big thing with me that I do with my children is, if I teach you about the gun now, you'll never think it's a toy.
Yep.
When you see it and I'm not there, you're not gonna be like, oh, what is that? And wanna play with it and things like that. I think that's the biggest thing. Hiding it from them.
Yep.
You know, we can't hide it from them, you know, and shield them from what's really going on out here. So I think that's great. So the other thing I know about you is if you go on her Instagram page, Lynx Lioness, is it all one word?
All one word, LYNX Lioness, LIONESS.
So not only do I think I'm definitely scared of her because she looks like she can handle her business, but also, you are like a fashion model. Like, it's like on some, like, stop, I was it. Like, oh,
whiskey endorser.
Like, yeah,
she,
man.
She does it,
like,
all.
So how do you find that kind of a balance? You being a beautiful woman and you going to the range, it's a mostly male kind of dominated thing. Do you get those, like, what is the reaction to you walking in with your all your gun stuff? Like, do they treat you like one of the guys or?
I'm definitely treated like one of the guys. I mean, I grew up, you know, like I said, this isn't really new to me, just the atmosphere of being acclimated with firearms.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and some of the other groups that, you know, I have trained with or affiliate with, quickly, you know what I'm saying, once people adjust to my personality and how I move, like I say, it just becomes like one big family. So I don't really experience that. I mean, of course, you do have just the stereotypes. And, you know, I don't ignore the fact that I am a woman. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really let that distract me, though. So it's not really something I lead with.
Yeah.
But it's not something I ignore either. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, and I saw you have like the edgy kind of shots, the, you know what I'm saying, with the nice outfits on, but then you got the AR like right there, like that shit is, you know what I'm saying, pretty dope to me. And I think, like I said, that's what really made me say, okay, we got to get her on the show, because it's like breaking the stereotype of just because you're into guns that you can't still be sexy. Is that something you did on purpose, or is it just
It was very intentional, because I mean, I think that, like you said, it's about striking that balance. And I think, you know, as far as like being a woman, you know, the way I see my femininity or my divine feminine is, you know, I really feel like I'm every woman. So it's like, I don't like to be put into a box. I don't like anybody to tell me that, you know, I have to look this way or I can only do these type of things. Like, I'm very multifaceted. I'm very multidimensional, you know. So some of my pictures, some of them risque, you know, or you know, how people may perceive.
I didn't know the right word to say. I was trying to be like respectful and like, you know.
Yeah, I think the word I like to use, I always say, is it suggestive?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Provocative or whatever. But that's all a part of who I am. You know what I'm saying? My sexuality is a part of me. It's not something that, you know, I'm going to hide or, you know, pretend like it's not there. At the same time, like I said, I don't lead with it.
Right.
People look at things, you know, people's perceptions are their reality. So, you know, people look at things and they come up with their own conclusions. Mm-hmm. They don't have anything to do with me. You know what I'm saying? I present myself just as I am.
Right.
But like I said, that's a lot of different, it's multifaceted.
Yeah, and I think you speak for a lot of women out there. I think there's a lot of people that are going to see this interview and be like, wow, you know what? I feel like that too. You know, if you've never been to the range or it's you just started going to the range, you know, you can still go to the range. You might not wear your heels and stuff there, mm-hmm. but you know what I mean? There's ranges now. Shout out to Guntry in Owens Mills in Maryland. And, you know, I go there and they got a lounge. Mm-hmm. You can play pool, watch movies and all kinds. Like, you can have a real date night there. So, mm-hmm. you know, don't think that, you know, just because you're going to the range that you can't be feminine. You know what I mean?
So being... like you said, you're an attractive woman. You're here in Georgia. Shooting is kind of a male-dominated sport. How have people welcomed you, or have you had some sort of issue?
I've not experienced anything. I mean, I'm a lifetime learner. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I like to think of myself as being very humble. So, like I said, I've been shooting since I was 12. But like I said, I don't consider myself a pro or anything like that. So anytime somebody wants to show me... pointers, or they don't see me doing something right, or they have a suggestion for me, I'm open to it. So sometimes I do notice that as a woman, mm-hmm. you probably get that a lot more than maybe your male counterparts would. Yeah. And some of it is genuine, you know, it's rooted in people actually trying to teach. Mm-hmm. And some of it may just be rooted in, they think because you are a woman, you don't know the basics, or, you know.
So you like mansplaining and stuff.
Right. Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, but I embrace it all because, like I said, I'm humble. So even if I know something that somebody's telling me, I roll with it, you know what I'm saying? Just so they could, you know.
But
I roll with it.
That's like, even when we were shooting early, I was like, "Is it okay if I?" Because I've been trying my best not to do that to people, and I still do it sometimes. Like, especially when it comes to guns. I do. Yo, when it comes to guns, sure. I be like, if I see somebody, I be like, "Oh no, I'm trying."
It's hard not to.
But then I asked you. I'm like, "Is it okay if I, you know, show you this or whatever?" But I be trying to be sensitive about it. But so I know that even the most, you know, gentlemen mm-hmm. sometimes can, you know what I mean, tend to do that because it's like, oh, this, you know, here's a girl, oh, she's so.
But I don't mind if somebody like, helps me.
Yeah.
They know what they're
but
doing.
But you're breaking that. You're literally like breaking that stereotype. And I think a lot of people are going to like that. The other thing I wanted to ask you about is the prepping. I saw you post about prepping.
Yes.
How into it is? Is this like doomsday prepping? Is this like zombie apocalypse prepping? Like, exactly what are we talking about?
So, like, what I always like to tell people, one of the biggest, like misinformations I feel like people have around prepping is that prepping is hoarding. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Yes, you do want to have the supplies. You do want to have the ample resources that are within your ability to have, but it's not... synonymous. Just because you go out and buy a whole rack of stuff don't mean that you are prepared.
Right.
It comes down to having the knowledge and the skill to utilize those resources in a situation where you're faced in a situation that you need to make a decision on, you know, what you need to do, what's most practical. Because a lot of this stuff, I mean, unless you got like an underground
a bunker
or something you really know you're gonna be staying put.
Right.
If you have to bug out or you bugging in and whatever the case may be, a lot of stuff gonna get left behind. So it's really about your mindset. It's really about the training, first aid skill sets that you have.
I never thought about that.
It's just there's a lot to go into it. So I like to look at my prepping from that perspective more so than just hoarding and buying a whole rack of stuff.
That's a whole new perspective. Go ahead. That's your
question. All right, so on the prepping, if somebody wanted to get started in prepping, what are your recommendations for a beginner?
I would definitely start out with a bug out bag. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? People sell them, especially now since like the whole pandemic. But I mean, you can get a basic book bag, or you could go online anywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, get you a good heavy duty, compartmentalized book bag. You know, you definitely want to have your IVAC. You want to have your medical supplies that suit your family size. So if it's just you, if you got kids, you know what I'm saying, a spouse, you want to have any type of flammables, anything that you could, you know, make fire with. Just your basics. It's not really hard to look up some of the things that are considered basics. Like I said, like your first aid, things to start fires with. Of course, things to sanitize your water with.
Okay.
Seeds, you know. And this is, like I said, it's just all in perspective of, like, what you would be leaving for or what's going on.
I'm gonna talk to Link and get a list of some of the stuff that she might have in her bag so that you guys can have
we'll put it in the video. Yeah, yeah.
So there will be like a kind of a list there. You can pause it there and kind of go down the list, see what stuff you have. Some stuff she mentioned I don't even have.
Same here.
And from her, you know, telling us what her her thoughts on prepping are, I would consider myself a prepper then. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
But I am preparing to have to leave at some point. So, yeah, and there's some things that you just mentioned that I have to get on as well. So we'll have that for you guys as well. Yeah, so
definitely.
Now the seeds, that's what I want, because I saw the other day that you, peaches, right?
Yep.
Okay. How did you get started in that? Do you have a green thumb already?
I definitely have a green thumb. I get that from my father. I get a lot of things from my father, but, you know.
Shout out to him, okay.
Yeah, shout out to my daddy. Definitely started that from when we was actually still living in Maryland. So, like, from D.C., they bought a house in Fort Washington, Maryland. My dad started growing a lot of stuff out there. And like I said, they most of my family moved down this way. So we have a couple of different crops, I guess, you know what I'm saying? Not farm-based, but, you know what I'm saying, suitable for our family size. From everything from watermelon to peaches to tomatoes.
Yeah.
I think those are like the main three though that we rotate yearly.
Okay.
So,
is that still to this day?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Is he still in Maryland now?
No, no.
They're all here.
Everybody now. Yep.
Oh,
we
okay.
all Georgia
okay.
based now. Yep.
Okay. No, that's awesome. That's one thing that I wanted to get into. I think I did some tomatoes or something like that at one point, but I haven't really got into it. But growing your own food is like a really, really good way to, you know, saying, get that going. And like she said, you can do that and make sure that your bag or your prepping bag is ready to take those kind of things with you as you have to bug out. But yeah, no, that's pretty awesome, man. So now, you put me onto something I didn't know about, the whiskey.
Whiskey.
Okay, let's go into that. How did you get into that? What exactly is going on with it?
Okay, so I also, I have another social media that I use called The Whiskey Introvert, all one word, Whiskey with the E, introvert. I got into that probably about 4 or 5 years ago. I used to bartend in college. You know, I used to drink probably more than I do now. But I found that a lot of the other spirits, you know, tequilas, rums, vodkas, they didn't really sit well with my system. And I don't know, I just always had a stigma around whiskey, because when you see whiskey, it's like, you know, a hard drink, somebody waking up, getting it off the bedside.
Right.
You know, so I just kind of just...
Hey, pour a bottle, come off of work.
Right, it's just that stereotypical hard liquor.
Yeah.
So I didn't really gravitate towards it till one day, I want to say it was probably Jack, number 7 Black Label. And I was just like, you know what, that ain't that bad. And I realized it was like the one alcoholic beverage I could just drink straight. Like, I didn't have, I didn't want to mix it.
Right.
And so it kind of grew from there. I started my blog, which is thewhiskeyintrovert.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of started exploring my journey there, just with how I got into it, just growing up, you know, seeing it in my family. So now, you know, I've kind of gotten away from it a little, but it's definitely still something that I have a passion for. Yeah. But yeah, you know, I like to always tell people that all bourbons and scotches are whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hold on. All whiskey is bourbon and scotch, but all scotch
is not. Ah,
it's not. Hold on, I'm probably saying it the other way around.
I think you said that. Cause
yeah.
All scotch and bourbon is not whiskey, but.
No. All.
I'm confused now.
Look, so, no. So, like, I always tell people that, so bourbon and scotch is whiskey.
Gotcha.
But, bourbon and scotch, they're like different, because people would like to mix cognacs and all of that underneath that whole umbrella of whiskey.
Okay.
You know
it's
what I'm saying?
Dark liquor,
like under the umbrella of dark liquor, but it is definitely not the same. But You know, so, I can go more into that.
Right, right. So you've been, how long have you been doing the blog? Or how long is your journey as far as like, you do like tastings or you like?
I did some tastings. Like yep, I've done a couple of tastings with a couple of different companies and dabbled in a couple of things here and there.
Yeah.
Mainly, I blog about it though. I do my own reviews. I'm not a big Scotch drinker. I prefer bourbon.
Right.
So that's pretty much my my branding around it. It's just trying to open it up to, especially like our culture, because I feel like it's that stereotype again, like where we Hennessy drinkers, cognac.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Even when it comes to whiskey, most of the time when people think about whiskey, they think about Crown Royal. You know what I'm saying? Or Jameson. You know, but there's, and I know a lot of people ain't got hip now because people keep putting it in my ears about the whole like Japanese whiskey.
Right, yeah.
So it's, to me, it's just something I like to kind of put people on, especially if you're out, and just introduce people to a different spirit to enjoy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So you shoot guns, right?
Grow
your own food.
Yes.
Prepper.
And you drink whiskey.
Yes.
Do you smoke cigars?
I do not, but
okay. Do you watch sports?
I don't. I used to.
You don't watch sports. Okay.
Mm-mm. So are, see, that's my balance.
Are you single or are you in a relationship?
I'm definitely single.
I'm just saying, guys, five out of 10 is pretty good on the list to me. If you can shoot with her and drink with her, you know what I'm saying?
And she can grow
your, some food for you in the back. I mean, hey, man, you can show her sports. You can teach sports, man.
I used to be a football fan. I used to be a diehard, you know what I'm saying? Hail to the Redskins. But they broke my heart so many times.
I'm the same way.
They turned me against.
Y'all gave up on them.
I gave up on the whole game.
You're like, man, the Redskins so trash, they made you quit football.
Look, they made me quit football.
That's bad, bro.
I feel your pain.
That's bad. So tell them what you have going on right now. Is there anything that you want to plug? Anything that you want the audience to come and check you out? Because I know what we're going to tell them to come to your page and, you know, like I said, learn about the prepping. Get inspired. For all of the young women out there, please, like, follow Lynx Lioness.
Definitely.
Get inspired, man. Get yourself, you know, get out there. It's not something to be scared of. It's not something that, you know, we got to break these chains that we've been having in our black community, especially when it comes to protecting ourselves and especially when it comes to firearms. And she's definitely one of the people spearheading that chain
being
broke.
Definitely.
But where can they reach you? What do you have going
on? Yeah. You can follow me, like I said, on both my IG pages, either at Lynx Lioness is LynxLionesss, or The Whiskey Introvert. And I would just again say to, you know, especially the single mothers, I definitely think it's important that you have that basic firearm training. You do not want to have to rely on law enforcement. I've been in situations where I've had to call and I've had to rely on my firearm because the response time isn't there, and you don't ever want to be put in that position where you literally are fight and flight and you don't have a weapon and or you don't have the proper knowledge of how to use that weapon. So it's not about just being showboaty or nothing like that. It's just about being comfortable knowing that you know how to use it. You know what I'm saying? Especially nowadays, you know, even when you're out, whether you have a concealed carry or open carry, just being in a position that you're not raising that percentage to be a victim.
That's right.
And I think this is what I was trying to say earlier. So because I'm gonna get it right. All bourbons and scotches is whiskey,
right.
But all whiskey is not. I said it wrong.
Not bourbon and scotch.
No.
Oh,
it's
shit.
All...
Here you go. Messing it up even more. Come on, bro. She had it.
All bourbon and scotch is whiskey.
Right.
But all scotches and bourbons aren't... never mind. Y'all gonna have to cut that part out.
We're not editing that. We keeping it.
Maybe look, it's all in bourbon the comments, and scotch or whiskeys. All whiskeys ain't
all bourbon and scotch.
Hold on, say it again.
All bourbons and scotch are whiskeys.
Yep.
All whiskeys
is not bourbon
or scotch.
That's what it is.
Boom. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Yeah, I've done Uncle Bert,
teamwork
Uncle
makes the dream
Ernest,
work, man. Yeah.
One of my faves is Larceny. That's by Heaven Hill Distillery.
She in this.
So yeah,
she in that whiskey life.
I have not. I think they built one, and I want to say their beer. They distillery. Yeah, they got them down there, West End. Mm-hmm. They built a couple down there, but I think they're beer based. Yep.
So if y'all into the whiskeys, y'all know what to talk about now. You know what I'm saying? Hey, so we just want to really, really, really thank you for taking
definitely,
the time out.
Oh yeah,
to
no
even,
doubt.
You know what I'm saying? Come down here first of all to shoot with us.
Oh
we
yeah,
had a lot of fun. And then to do this interview, I really think that you're gonna help a lot of people.
Definitely.
When they see this, they're gonna be like, okay. And I think they're gonna start following you and you know asking more questions, which is what we need. More education. You know. Yeah.
Soon. Right. Hopefully before the summer out.
You're
going to
be rocking out for
us. Yeah,
yeah. They're
going to
be filling up, man. They're going to be filling up. So make sure that y'all follow her on Instagram. Also, again, like I said, we're in Covington, Georgia. We're here at The Pit. Follow them on Instagram as well.
I got another announcement, yeah.
Okay. It is T dot, it's a dot between all that. T dot H dot E dot P dot I dot T. Woo! Got it. Whiskey bourbon, not whiskey. Whiskey is bourbon.
He don't
boom.
Know what I'm talking
about. So yeah, no. Thank y'all. You know, thank The Pit for having us.
I got an announcement.
Oh, we got an announcement.
We got
wait
an announcement.
Minute. What's the announcement?
The Levels Podcast will be having a range day at The Pit sometime soon.
Oh, that's a fact. Okay, next time in Georgia, we on range day here?
Range day. We gonna pack it out.
Yeah.
Hook out.
Yeah.
Tickets. Okay. Range day. Levels Pod. The Pit.
That works for me, bro. We're going to put it together. Listen, y'all heard it here first. Jails just dropped the bomb on this. Links, hopefully you'll be able to grace us with your presence for
definitely.
That one as well. Yeah, that'll work, man. But listen, thank y'all all for watching.
Definitely.
We really appreciate Links for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome to the Levels family.
Definitely.
We'll definitely be doing this again. We want to keep in touch with you and keep the family around because I know they'll have questions for you and stuff.
Okay.
Hey, thank y'all for watching, man. We appreciate everybody out there. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at The Levels Pod. Follow me, CHMG_ENVIE.
Follow me at Mixed by Jails, MixedByJails, MixedByJails.com. The Levels Podcast, 410@gmail.com. Hey,
absolutely.
Let's get it, baby.
Link in the bio and get your
for
merch.
Sure.
Get your merch. Get your merch, please. Y'all, we appreciate y'all for supporting the show, but you know what I'm saying? We could use some more support.
All right, we're back. Thank you to our sponsors.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, yo, we're going to start putting this behind-the-scenes shit on Patreon because y'all niggas got to hear and see what we be talking about when the cameras and the phone's not on. These two guys are savages, man. You know, I just be trying to help people out. You know what I'm saying? I'm a nice
baby,
guy.
Baby.
Like, this guy, man. Wow. Yeah. So if y'all don't
know,
that's the nephew we know.
That's the nephew I know.
Facts. Yeah, if y'all don't know, man, nephew is notorious for listening to his Instagram stories on 20 with no headphones.
No matter where you're at.
No matter where he is.
You had a nigga funeral. Right. Nephew
be at the doctor's office, but it's time for the twerculator. Now, this shit be crazy, bro. Like, this nigga will turn his story on anywhere, bro. He don't care, yo. He be in the library and shit. You know what I'm saying? This nigga be going crazy, yo. But listen, man.
Hey, yo, what was in that champagne, yo?
Sweating, yo, you sweating? Yeah. So, yo, we did the celebration. Y'all know what we do on this show whenever we celebrate. Y'all
I'm
know how we do.
Like a bug,
we pop
boy.
Bottles when it's celebration time, for real. So we just popped the bottle for Gels. Congratulations, bro. I hope y'all enjoyed the interview that you just heard from Lynx Lioness at The Pit in Georgia. That's another part of our Atlanta series. I believe we have one more. One more Atlanta interview left.
One more
left. It's very special. We're holding it. Shout out to you. You know what I'm saying? Lay Sade, holler at us. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. It's almost that time. You know what I mean? But I hope y'all enjoyed that interview, man, for real. And I hope y'all enjoyed the visuals because that took a lot to be able to film that episode.
Why he always be taking pictures?
At The Pit, yo. Yeah, nephew in here doing a photo shoot, y'all.
You thirsty?
Pose. This nigga in here. So listen, man. We're going to go into the level up for episode number 61 of the Levels Podcast. Baltimore's own, also Atlanta's own, CEO of Slutty Vegan Atlanta, CEO of Bar Vegan in Atlanta, the founder of the Pinky Gives Back Foundation, Pinky Cole. Congratulations to her on the birth of her new daughter. You know what I'm saying? Congratulations on you. We wish you very well. All the health and the love. And all of the new experiences of motherhood, we really appreciate that. We will have more details as they come. We don't know the age yet or anything like that, but we do
what
know
mean the age, bro?
That I mean, not the age. It's a new one. I meant the name, yeah. What's in this champagne?
I told you.
What the fuck is in this Bel Air? Yeah. Nephew laced the Bel Air. I feel like nephew did something. I drink Bel Air, yo.
Yo, put the Bill Cosby in it.
Yo, put the Jello pudding pop into the champagne. Like, yo, what the fuck, bro?
Hey, yo, I'm sweating like crazy. What's this? Hey, yo, what's in this champagne?
Listen, man.
Congratulations, Pinky.
Shout out to Pinky. Champagne to
congratulations,
you too, because I know
Dave's
you haven't been able to.
Things.
You know what I'm saying? Because you haven't been able to do that either.
That's her baby daddy.
Oh, word? Yeah. Oh, that's what's up, for real, man. Congratulations to both of y'all. We know you Baltimore's own. Pinky, you have not done an interview with us yet. Pinky, you have not done an interview yet with the Levels Podcast. We from your city. We be in your new city.
For sure.
We need to get that interview ASAP. But for today, congratulations on the birth of your daughter.
Congratulations.
Absolutely. We will be in touch for that interview. I know your brothers. I'm going to be in touch with your brothers, Pinky. We're going to roll up on you, Pinky. Don't
Her
make
brother was
up.
On the show.
Her brother was on the show. We're going to pull up on you. Congratulations. In my 3x voice. We're going to move on to the level down.
Hey, bruh.
Today is a special day because Gels is actually going to do the level down. This is unprecedented. Because y'all know I'm the asshole of the show. But we're going to let Gels do this one because it's a pretty good one. And it's pretty funny. And Gels brought it to my attention. What do we got? Episode number 61, level down.
Juvenile. Manny Fresh. Mia X. The BLK app. Please come to the front of the congregation for this foolishness that y'all put out. Y'all are the level down facts. For episode 61 for this foolishness. Let's play it.
Is it coming through?
You're finna online day chat, find a May chat, open up BOK ass, okay, yeah. Profile picture looking tight chat, nice chat, got your bio reading right chat, precise chat. But before you find a day chat, you gotta wait chat. Gotta go back to nature, get it straight chat. Girl, you look good, won't you vax that thing up? You're a handsome young brother, won't you vax that thing up?
I will not waste a bomb or an air horn on this bullshit.
I'm a handsome young brother. Won't you vax that thing up? In real life, you need to vax that thing up. Feeling freaky all night, you need to vax that thing up.
That's the only ad lib they're getting, bro. I'm not giving them nothing else, bro. Hold up, I might give them one of these.
Girl, you could be the queen.
The most cringeworthy song I ever heard in my life.
Hold on.
Here we go. Mia X, everybody.
Hi, baby. If you wanna smash some dude named Scott,
hey,
go get the shot.
She said, if you wanna smash some dude named Scott.
Hey, yo. Who the fuck is Scott?
Why would Scott be on a black folks app?
Lil Wayne is turning over in his skate park right now, y'all. This is some bullshit right here, bro. Lil Wayne just fell off his skateboard doing a double semi backflip, whatever he be doing. Because that was go get the shot. Go get the shot. What the? Are you kidding me, bro? The check better been crazy.
She said, if you want to get hot and steamy in the sheets. It was some guy named Scott.
Some guy named Scott.
Why would Scott be on the black folks app?
Then go get the shot. What the fuck is wrong with these people, y'all? Listen, man. The check better have been good. That's all I can say
this
about
nigga
that.
Nigga Manny Fresh said. Eggplant emoji.
Why would you rap eggplant emoji? You a grown man, bro.
You could be the young girl. I'll be the OG.
That's some R. Kelly type shit right there. Bruh. Juvenile said,
"Yo, I'm playing it again. Yeah.
You're a handsome young fella.
We going back in, yeah.
You're a handsome young. We not. Why are we going back in? Yeah.
We about to back that thing.
Send an online day chat. Find a main chat. Open up the OKS. It's okay, yeah. Pull my picture, look a tight chat. Nice chat. Got your bio reading right chat. Precise chat. But before you find a day chat, you gotta wait chat. Gotta go back to nature. Catch great chat. Girl, you look good. Want your facts that thing. I'm just a handsome young brother. Want your facts that thing.
Why,
Juvie?
Hey, y'all.
We got it, man.
Juvie. They in real life, you need to vax that thing up. Feeling freaky all night, you need to vax that thing up.
I know you can't stand it. Hey, no holding hands, chick. But when we get the shot, we gon' be romancing. Girl, you be the queen after quarantine. We could meet up at the spot and we could do the thing. Internet date chat, I'm the mate chat. Download the app, shawty, you ain't gotta wait chat. I love it when you hold me, eggplant emoji. You could be the young hot thing, I'll be the OG.
Girl, you want your facts that thing. I'm just a handsome young brother, want your facts that thing.
Yo, stop it,
She's about to hit that dialogue. Hold on, here come my girl, yo. Let's go.
Hey, yo.
Bring us home, baby.
Everybody that's listening out there, we do not condone this type of fuckery on music. They went in the studio and did this.
You want to get sticky, huh? You think you want to get shot?
Ever. No.
With some dude named Scott? Go, go, get the shot. BLK says go get the shot. You wanna smash with Scott? Smash, smash with Scott. You wanna smash?
Who the fuck is Scott?
Why was Scott again?
Hold up. She said, you want to smash with Scott? Go, go get the shot. Who the fuck is Scott, yo?
No, she said, smash with Scott, smash, smash with Scott. Smash with Scott, smash, smash with Scott. Hold on.
Hey, yo, this is probably, hey, bro. Is this like, do this ruin the actual song for you, yo?
Hold on,
like, I can't never listen to the song no more, yo.
Hold on, yeah.
Yo.
Smash with Scott. Smash with Scott. Smash with Scott.
Smash with Scott. No, I'm drinking mine, yo. Smash with Scott might be more viral than Drop It Like It's Hot.
We gotta
drop
go like back, it's hot. Yo.
We're not playing this again, yo. Stop it, yo.
Yo. We gotta go.
Rewind.
We gotta go back to Meag's verse.
Pull up.
Hey, yo.
Pull up.
Nah, yo, we gotta go back to Meag's verse. We gotta get it back.
Hey, yo.
Go get the shot.
Go get the shot. BLK says, go get the shot. BLK says, go get the
shot.
Yeah. This is total bullshit, yo. This is a slap in the face of hip-hop. Hey, the city of New Orleans is about to get the level down along with them, because I can't believe the depths that Juvenile, Manny Fresh, and Mia X have fallen to. Where the fuck? Where the fuck was Master P?
Yeah.
Because by the way, y'all, the check had to been crazy, because they not even from the same crew. Manny Fresh and Juvenile are from Cash Money. Mia X wasn't even a part of the original song. She heard this bullshit and was like, oh no, I gotta be on that.
I gotta have it. I got
the perfect line. Check this out, guys. You want to smash with Scott? Smash with Scott?
Master P.
Go get the shot.
You coming to the table,
baby. Master P got to come to the table.
Master P got to give me an extra more money,
no,
bro.
Facts. You got to feed your artist,
bro. She
couldn't
do this, yo.
Baby and Slim, y'all had to release the sample in order for them to... Yo, pay your artist. Yo, stop playing, yo. Stop playing, yo. To see legends fall this deep.
You a handsome young brother.
Hey, yo. To see legends
fall
this deep, yo, it's sad.
Oh, yo. Nephew,
it's sad, bro.
Nephew, guess what? He burned his face because he was trying to be a handsome young brother.
Hey, yo. These guys are assholes, bro. Listen, man. I was about to go vax that thing up, so you know what I'm saying? I had to make sure I was, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but yo, listen.
They should be ashamed of
this. This is horrible. Right. This is horrible. This has officially taken over from Mary J. Blige's fried chicken wings, or whatever she did for the pop for the KFC commercial.
Yo.
This was I can't believe the check. Yo, please, Juvenile, Manny Fresh.
There's
or
no
Mia
amount
X.
of money, yeah.
Please put out there how much money you made from this.
Leave it in the comments below.
I need to know. I need to know. Because y'all ain't doing shit else. I know you're watching the show, Mia X, Juvenile, and Manny Fresh. Y'all ain't doing shit else because apparently you have time to remix one of the greatest hip hop records of all time and totally ruin it.
You know what this made me do?
What?
Sky Storage One,
Yeah. Are you serious?
I changed my mind,
Yo, this is
Scott Storch won versus you.
He won the versus, bro.
I gotta change my mind.
This
Backs
was not what's up,
thing
bro.
Up?
I can't believe this, yo.
You're Does a handsome it, young brother.
For everybody on there, comment on, below bro. Or comment when we put this out on YouTube. I mean, on Instagram. Tell me, does this ruin the actual song for you? Because I feel like now when I hear the actual song, I'm never gonna be able to forget.
Backs That Thing Up is in my head forever.
It's in my head forever. When it's I hear the song forever. Come on, I'm gonna be like. No, pause. I'm not gonna be like, but I'm gonna be hearing Mia X. Now I'm not gonna hear Lil Wayne no more. Like I'm not gonna hear Drop It Like It's Hot. Drop that. I'm gonna hear like You Wanna Smash with Scott. Like what the fuck,
this
bro?
This nigga gonna be in the mirror.
Right.
I'm a handsome young brother.
Yo, this shit was trash, bro. This
Y'all
shit was
the
trash.
Level down,
The level down for episode number 61. Juvenile, Mia X, Manny Fresh,
and the BLK app.
And the BLK app. Whoever was at the BLK app that came up with this idea, salute to you.
It had
you
to are, be a white person.
No,
bro.
No, you're a level up though. Because
it had to be a white
here's
person,
the thing:
bro.
What did the pitch sound like when you had Juvenile from the Magnolia Projects, and you said something so slick to this nigga that you had him go in the studio and write the lyrics? You a handsome young brother, won't you vax that thing up? As a man, yo wrote that on paper. He wrote it down because he ain't Jay-Z. Nigga wrote that down. He sent it back to Manny Fresh, and Manny Fresh was like, "Whoa, there, that's that
and
thing
then
right
Manny
there."
Manny Fresh proceeds to say, "You want to get cozy? Eggplant emoji."
So these two gay niggas was popping ecstasy.
You the young queen. I'm the OG.
They was in the yo. It had to Come been a on. Lot of ecstasy in the studio, bro. I'm sorry.
Nah,
man.
they sipping this Bel Air that we got. Yeah, they got this
lace Bel Air that nephew bought us. Our executive producer in here trying to get us drunk, yo. This is crazy, man. But listen, man, level down. So anyway, we about to show y'all what it's supposed to sound like.
Correct.
When you do a Cash Money remake.
Correct.
The artist spotlight for episode 61. What you got, Jels?
Our artist spotlight for episode 61 is Tay Wilson featuring Noxie and Cudi Kev with Hot Boy Summer. Let's go.
So real quick, bro, before you turn the mics off, let it go. Let it play. I saw this performed live.
You better watch this video.
I saw this performed live. It was dope. If you are not on YouTube, I need you to stop your feed, your streaming right now, and go to YouTube so you can see what's happening. You need to see this video right now. Let's go.
Drop it like it. She got that ass, she be twerking. She fuck with me for certain. She an Instagram model, still living down the purpose. Slow it down, let me chill. I do this shit for real. Got a west side bitch, keep fucking niggas up the ville. Shorty got a baby father, I'll be fucking on the steel. She ain't never got no gas, catching hacks to Cherry Hill. Goddamn, addicted to the pussy like it's gold. Got a scamming.
I ain't seen a video like this since Chip Drill. I promise. You don't want to miss this.
I need a project, bitch. What you want, nigga? It's a hot boy summer.
And I'm not just saying, I'm dead ass. I have not seen a video like this since Tip Girl.
Fuck it up, bro. Fuck it up, close. She got it done. Whoa. Fuck it up, whoa. Fuck it up. Damn. I got a west side bitch. She gon' take the charge. I love them east side bitches. Cause they break the law. Bitch, meet me at the store with some food stamp car. I got a hood bad bitch that's gonna make me a star. If you ain't from the ghetto, you're not my type. And if you from the south side, better hold my pipe. I got a real high girl. She from Park Heights. Each and every Sunday, she on the back of them bikes. I got a real little bitch, she don't like root press. Five wings with a fry, half a half of that shit. Hammer Jack, she was a spot, but she don't go no more. Used to party down the docks with them west side hoes. If you a west side bitch, then twerk that shit up. If you an east side bitch, then twerk that shit up. If you a south side bitch, then twerk that shit up. If you a north side bitch,
y'all have got to see this video right now. Go to YouTube right now.
Need a Baltimore bitch.
you want, nigga?
I need an ATL, bitch.
What you want, nigga?
I know y'all rocking to this on the screen. If you on Apple, if you on Spotify, if you on Google, I know you rocking. But pause it right now and go to YouTube. You have to go to YouTube and see this video. Shout out to Tay Wilson. Yeah.
Them hoes tell me I'm a trip, just like Penn Station. Go get a bushel in a bottle, we gon' ride out. Can't stay for long, bitch, I'm gone, cause them vibes out. I got a hometown, bitch, and let me hold something. We take a ride to Merlin Live, we gon' blow something. Ain't got no rap if you ain't rapping up them C notes. They in the bar and they grabbing Casamigos. Now keep it trail on the rail while my bitches bustin' bills. Got one in Towson, but we cut up in the mills. Always on run, don't come here like Rapunzel. She live on the gram, but the bitch ain't worth a bundle. She get a half and half with the EBT. It ain't a 100 on the card, then she can't see me. My
yeah.
Shorty going hard on the east side shit.
Shout out to Tay Wilson. Oh, he killed this shit, bro.
I need a scamming ass bitch.
Nah, Toxic Teddy Kev, yes, sir.
I need a ass bitch.
Let's go.
Pussy clean ass bitch.
Yeah. This is one of the best videos I've seen all year. This is one of the, so far, 2021 top videos. And I'm talking about signed artists and unsigned. This is crazy.
Song of the year.
Facts. Yo, like I said, man, if you were listening to this on Spotify, Apple, or any other streaming platform, you need to stop the video. I mean, to stop the audio right now. Go to YouTube and finish the rest of this interview because you have to see this video. World Star, y'all got one because Tay Wilson fucked this shit up.
Tay Wilson, Noxy, Cuddy Kev.
Facts.
Hot Boys Summer.
It's Hot Boys, just like the Hot Boys. Hot Boys Summer. And the way they did this video was genius. I have not seen a video that actually matched the song.
Shout out to Maggie and Stars.
Facts. Man. Shout out to Maggie and Stars, man. Because I haven't seen a video that matched the song in a long, long time. These niggas had the soldier rags on and everything, bro.
This
like, you
movie,
seen that, bro?
We should have.
That
been
shit was
there.
A movie. I was invited. We were invited to the to the set.
We
did not go.
What was going on that day?
I was dumb as fuck is what happened that day. No, I should have fucking been at the thing with my credit card.
Something was going on. But whatever.
I should have been at the video shoot with my credit card.
Won't miss another.
Yo, I promise y'all, yo, if you are old enough to know what the Tip Drill video is, you should probably go, if you're not old enough, I mean, you should probably go watch Tip Drill and you should probably go watch Tay Wilson's Hot Boy Summer. Shout out to Tay Wilson. Also shout out to
Noxy and Cuddy Kev, man.
Y'all got one. That was a crazy artist spotlight. Y'all see it? We usually turn the mics off and let them rock.
Yeah, we couldn't do it on that.
Nah, not
you know
this
what?
Time.
I thought was you wasn't a DJ, yeah?
Yeah.
You was shouting out at like, you was
felt
Funk
like,
Master. Like, you was
I
Funk
felt
Master
like I was Funk Master
Flex. Hot 97 and 99.
Boom, boom. Yo, it was, yo.
That was a shotgun, yeah.
That was a shotgun? Sorry. That proves I'm not a DJ.
Come on.
Right there, bro. See what I'm saying? Not a DJ. But it gave me that feel. It did, bro.
That was fire.
That was fire, bro. That was fire. But listen, man, it's been a great show. We appreciate y'all. We hope that you enjoyed the interview. Shout out to Lynx Lioness.
For
shout
sure.
out to The Pit. Make sure y'all follow them on Instagram. Shout out to Tay Wilson as well. Make sure you follow him on Instagram, World Star Music. Shout out to them as well. And shout out to Pinky 907, I believe.
Wait, is
Pinky
he still
and
with,
Vegan.
Is he still with?
I'm not sure.
So we don't know. We don't know if we're shouting out World Star just yet.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
No, they can get the
shout
out.
Yeah, they can get a shout out either way. I did it. Yeah, we can shout them out. It's whatever. I'm not sure about that part. But you know, and shout out to you guys
for
listening to us, for rocking
with us,
sticking in there with us this whole time. We are back. We will be back doing the video as soon as you know what I'm saying, my face heals up, which it will. It's fine. Don't listen to these guys. You know what I'm saying?
Scott's gonna get your face right, yeah.
You said who?
Scott.
Yo, not Scott. Hey, bruh.
I'm
not
saying.
Scott.
Scott's going to get your face right.
Hey, yo, listen, man. Juvenile.
Yo.
Manny Fresh, Mia X. Fuck you. We'll see y'all next time on the Levels Podcast.
Hey, yo. We got it, man.